We pray, Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. When you grow up with technology all of your life, it's harder to imagine what times were like when they did not have electricity. Well, every so often, we get a first-hand, yet brief experience of that sort of thing when the thunderstorm knocks out the electric power in our neighborhoods. But still, you're not left powerless. You can see in the dark with a battery-powered flashlight. You can get news about the storm from a battery-powered radio. Like that battery in the radio or your cell phone, we have some power to do some things. But you know that this power of yours is limited. And one day it's going to expire. We become like dead batteries. No juice left. Well, the Bible says that you can tap into God's power. You have Jesus as a way to recharge the battery of strength, not only from one day to the next in a spiritual way, but permanently, perfectly. That is the picture and the promise given by Isaiah, who points to the Almighty God as your everlasting source of power and strength. Today, we read from Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. As it turns out, Isaiah has connected the last day with the very first day. He takes us back to creation, that amazing week-long event which we have a way of taking for granted. How often do you think about creation and make a direct connection from that event to yourself? Let's do that now, in detail. The same almighty power that has put together this amazingly complex, efficient machine called the human body, which we all have. The same power that carved out the basin of the Pacific Ocean, filled it with a vast amount of water and all the living creatures that swim there. The same power that piled up the Rocky Mountains and every mountain range on earth. That same power is ready to jump into action, anytime, any place, in the middle of any situation you face. The question has never been, is God able to help you? He certainly has the power. The question rather seems to hinge on this. Does He want to? Is He willing? How can we be sure about that? Well, the certainty comes not from creation power, but from redeeming power. Again, we go back to the sacrifice of Jesus to realize that God is fully committed and willing to help you. Jesus proves it. We compare a bit here. It didn't cost anything on God's part to bring you into existence. He did not use up one bit of energy to give you a body, a soul, life on planet Earth, but to redeem us from our many sins, to make us permanent members of His family. That came with a very expensive price tag. God gave up His only begotten Son. Jesus gave up Himself, leaving behind for a time His heavenly glory, living a humble yet perfect life on earth, and then sacrificing that life for sins He never committed and for people who did not love Him. The Father has placed our punishment on His Son. That's how much He cared. That's how much He paid. That makes the difference. Romans 8 makes this very practical for you. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? That powerful passage is worth remembering in so many situations. That's the reason to keep praying, to keep trusting the promises, to remain calm no matter what happens, because it teaches you to think from something very big to all the other things that are much smaller. That is, if God cared enough, paid enough, sacrificed enough to solve your biggest problem, which He did, then surely He will provide whatever, fill in the blank, based on where He wants you to be, where He wants you to go, what He wants you to do, what He wants you to have. You can count on Him to give you food, clothing, shelter, protection from harm, healing from ailments, if He wills, or a much-needed faith lesson as we learn to live without, while having His presence and His blessing nonetheless. God gave you Jesus. That has to mean He'll provide whatever is needed in due time at just the right moment. Besides, God gave a promise on this. He put it in writing that He will help us in our weakness now and one day give you and me a never-ending strength. Here's the incredibly strong future God promises to you. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Did you notice the imagery? How Isaiah put that? Soar like eagles. Run and not get tired. None of us can do that. And yet that is our future. Promised in the Bible, paid for by Jesus, certified in His resurrection, His soaring up to heaven, His victory of strength. For now, we get to use His strength to endure as we wait on the Lord. By faith in His Word, we use His strength to press on and to realize that we haven't come close to our peak yet, our plateau of eternal strength, because of Almighty God who is ours, His steadfast grace toward us, His victorious Son. We know that our strongest day is yet to come. Amen. We sing of that strength in Jesus that we have even now, using the first four stanzas of hymn 433, the first four stanzas.